Where good ideas grow. That's the slogan here at the UW Experimental Garden in Madison. Judy Wright Rosell supervises the garden, which grows a variety of fruits and vegetables for research. And she says giving the crops away to the needy may be their best idea yet.
We always have extra produce from all of our research and our trials. And we've always wanted to get rid of our extra produce and not have it left in the field and rot.
Throughout Wisconsin, research stations like the one in Madison are working with the nonprofit group Second Harvest to distribute produce raised in the university's experimental gardens. Last summer, these included multicolored cabbages, organic apples, and seedless melons. Now, in the colder season, it includes various kinds of kale.
It's a very healthy vegetable for people to eat. It's really high in iron and different minerals, and soup kitchen chefs will use whatever they can and make soups, and they love to get, you know, unusual things.
Dan Stein is the president of Second Harvest. He says the produce will help to feed more than 100,000 people in southwestern Wisconsin.
This year, with demand for services up 20-25%, any donation that's come in is greatly appreciated. The fact that it's fresh produce and is nutritious is what's really exciting.
And more than 400 food pantries and soup kitchens will turn the harvest into meals for families facing hunger this season. Kirk Carapeza, Wisconsin Public Radio.